Eagle Science may have nailed this one.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
So we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Eagle Science may have absolutely nailed this one. Do we know who the Eagle was? Possibly. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the staff and their evals, and it's going to coincide with another announcement tonight, another commitment announcement tonight, and then just how they lock into guys that sometimes are overlooked. Sometimes their evals that hit are guys that everybody else wants. Sometimes they're guys that are under the radar. But we have examples of when they lock in on somebody early, those guys blow up. We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to look at Phil Steele's preseason All-SEC list. Auburn has five guys make the list, and we will discuss that as well. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. You can book an appointment. If you listen to this show, this is the only people that can do this. You can go into Ford's calendar and book an appointment straight into the calendar. Go to Calendly, Calendly.com /Ford Stokes. Book your appointment. Get your free custom portfolio analysis. It's a $2,600 value. You'll get a Social Security maximization report, a plan that'll take you all the way to your 95th birthday. If you're going to plan for retirement, you have to do it before you retire. It's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Let's jump into it. Yesterday, we talked a ton about Eagle Science. I coined a term yesterday, Eagle Science. Hopefully, this is something that Golish continues as long as he's here. The war dam with the Eagles before commitments, or to signify an incoming commitment, because it's a ton of fun. But we talked about all the criteria of how to eliminate who it may not be. And it gave us a few options of who it could be. And one of the guys we actually mentioned yesterday, Deshaun Hall, the wide receiver from Prattville High School, was one of those on the list of potentials. And then late yesterday evening, you started to see some of the bigger national recruiting analysts start to put in predictions for Deshaun Hall. So there you go. It looks like that one is who the big Eagle was a couple of nights ago. The late night Eagle was potentially Deshaun Hall. Let's talk about Deshaun Hall for a second, who he is. He's got a unique story and what he can be in this offense. So right off the bat, Prattville High School, you know, Prattville has gone through a little bit of a dark age similar to Auburn, where, you know, a powerhouse program for many years, lose sort of like a legendary coach, and then they just go through the wilderness for a little bit, and they're kind of getting their feet back on their, you know, feet back underneath them. Deshaun Hall, 6'4", you see 6'5" everywhere. Everyone's really leaning into the 6'5", so that's what we're going to go with. You always got to go with the taller one. I've seen him in person. He's up there. So there's no doubt he's at least 6'4", 180 pounds, needs to put on just a tad bit of weight. But this is the cool thing about him. He grew up a basketball kid. His dad's actually the Prattville High School basketball coach. So last year, I think in around spring, this time last year, maybe a little bit sooner, his dad was hired as the Prattville High School basketball coach, and Deshaun played for him at the other schools that he was coaching for prior. He comes to Prattville High School, and last year is his first year playing. I don't know if it was his first year ever playing football, but it's his first year at this level. First year at this level of high school football. And I think he had somewhere in the neighborhood of like 40 catches for over 600 yards and, you know, six or seven touchdowns. So just a right off the bat, a really raw prospect, okay? But you know he's got the athletic ability, and you've watched his tape, and the basketball piece of it makes total sense because it feels like he's most comfortable, which I love this. It feels like he's most comfortable in the air. He is a matchup nightmare. I'm talking like jump balls. I'm talking getting vertical. Anything deep, this kid is a monster. Where the finer things of becoming a wide receiver are possibly, you know, more raw, he's got to work on those. The ball skills and tracking balls in the air and then just winning those one-on-one battles, he is light years ahead of where he should be if this is your first year, coming off your first year, or not even coming off, you did it during your year, your very first time going and playing against this level of competition, you excel in that particular area. So that's who DeShawn Hall is. He's a top 200 prospect. I think he's number 189 overall in the Rivals industry average. So very highly rated. Everybody thinks this kid can be something. I mean, it was Penn State was got predictions. Tennessee was in it for a while. Clemson, Florida. I mean, he's got offers from everywhere. He's not going to be one of those elite burner type big guys that's just going to be blazing fast. But as he develops the finer things, I think it'll open up his ability to succeed on more than just tracking those balls up in the air and being sort of like a red zone threat. So that's who DeShawn Hall is. Now let's talk about DeShawn Hall and Auburn, because this was an interesting recruitment, because it was like a lot of hot cold. And I honestly think that was both ways. And I don't necessarily know the answer as to why, particularly on Auburn's side. But the Auburn wide receiver recruiting this year in general has been kind of all over the board. When you really think about it, there haven't just been a ton of names and associated with Auburn, you know, in wide receiver recruiting in general. You got Brylan O'Dor earlier, and then you look at all the visits and you look at all everybody that's coming in. There just hasn't been a ton of names necessarily associated with Auburn that have been wide receivers. You probably point to Tay Walden, who could play wide receiver here. He could also be the best cornerback on the team. He's one of the most freak athletes in this whole recruiting class. So, you know, he could eventually be a wide receiver if he ends up in this Auburn class. But for the most part, that's pretty much it. So all of a sudden, though, out of the blue, he visited at the end of May. So, like, this is a, you know, what, almost 2-3 weeks ago he visited. Then all of a sudden, now Auburn's hot and heavy. Well, he camped at Auburn last week, okay? He did some 7-on-7 stuff and some individual stuff. And from all the reports, he absolutely just lit it up. And I think it was kind of like, oh, my, there's something here. We got to get this kid in this class. Not only does he have just high levels of success when he's out here running the drills, his work ethic, man, when it's just smoldering hot, he's not a prima donna where it's like, man, I'm a high four-star. I don't got to take those extra reps. It was rep after rep. I want to get better. I want to go beat these guys. Maybe it was, hey, I want to show them something. I deserve to be, you know, on this roster. Hey, let's go. Let's do this thing. This is a play, and I turned the volume down just for copyright reasons, and I'll kind of talk over it, but this is a play from the 7-on-7. This is actually his last Instagram post. You see, this is what I'm talking about. You go up, ball skills, one-on-one, one-handed catch for the touchdown. Obviously, they're not wearing pads, and it's a, you know, 7-on-7 situation, but that's the kind of, if you go look at his highlight film, that's what it is over and over again. It's him going up and getting the ball. You know how I feel about jump balls. You know how I feel about fades. I know that that didn't necessarily work out so well last time. I don't think it's kind of like we talked about yesterday. We recruited well. We didn't have success on the field. That doesn't mean you just stop recruiting well and you don't worry about recruiting anymore. Both of those things can happen. You can have success off the field in recruiting and you can have success on the field. Same thing with jump balls. You can have success and you can be deadly, particularly in the red zone when you got that guy. It helps your running game too. But when you got that guy, you can put out on an island and he stresses that defense out because he's going to win. It's not even a 50-50 ball. It's more like a 70-30 ball. It makes everybody better. So I don't know if there's a official date. I've heard the 23rd thrown out there. I've heard Friday thrown out there. I don't think anybody really knows. It makes sense, though, because when it's a guy that's this high of caliber, these recruiting sites are going to want a piece of it, whether it's want you to announce on their live stream, get graphics done, all that good stuff. So it takes some time. But it does feel like this is who the Eagle was for, and Deshaun Hall could be added to this already stellar class. And it's like stud after stud after stud, and they're not even close to being done yet. We're going to talk about another potential stud that's committing today and evals and things like that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to the PTAC, Precision Tune Auto Care, where two parkways in Opelika collide, Veterans Parkway and Pepperell Parkway. It's literally on the corner. I mean, on the corner. You cannot miss it. It's getting hot outside. I know we just talked about last week and the camp at Auburn, but every single day, and it's raining now, which is going to make it even more smoldering. Man, it would really not be good if the AC went out. Why don't you go ahead and get it pre-checked, pre-tested at no cost to you, just for peace of mind to know, you know what, I should be good through this summer, through this heat wave. You can get a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and AC repairs over $300. Get $50 off. They're open from 7 a.m. now, Central Standard Time. They open at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And if you drop your car off between 7 and 9, you can get a $50 oil change on top of that. They don't only do ACs, they do everything. Had a buddy text me yesterday and say, hey, man, do they do brakes? I got to get some brakes checked out. I got to get some brakes fixed. Absolutely. They'll do it all. So give them some love. Show them some love. It's Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika. And then you got buyauburn.com. Got to always shout out buyauburn.com. If you're a business owner and you're an Auburn alum or Auburn fan, there is no better value out there to advertise your business to Auburn fans. If you're an Auburn fan, you want to do business with Auburn fans. This is the best way to do it. And if you're just a shopper or you're looking for different services, start here, man. This thing's going to continue to grow. We're adding businesses daily, weekly. We're going to get this thing big to where almost all your needs could be satisfied by Auburn people, which would be just fantastic. I don't want to shop with anybody else. So show them some love. Show us some love. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. Talk about evals for a second. This staff doesn't recruit the recruiting rankings, okay? And what do I mean by that? They're going to trust their evals over anything. Nash Johnson's a great example. Aiden Wiggins, great example, which we'll talk about more in just a second. They're not going to reach on a guy or overextend on a guy that they don't believe in just because he has a higher ranking. And we've seen this play out multiple times already this recruiting cycle. They were one of the very first staffs to offer Will Mintzel way back when they were at South Florida, way back before anybody even knew about this kid. And what does he do? He blows up into one of the top quarterbacks in the country and goes to his dream school, Oregon. Reed Ramsire. Golish was Reed's second offer. second offer. He saw, and I think it was like in 2024 too. So he would have been like a freshman or a sophomore. That's how early these guys pinpointed that this kid's going to be a player. And what happens? He blossoms into a very highly recruited four-star interior offensive lineman. They see guys early and they get on them and they hit, it feels like, way more than they don't. Aiden Wiggins, I just mentioned him earlier. They offered him. He committed when he didn't have a lot of offers. South Carolina offers him recently, really tries to put the press on him to get him to come to a visit. Last night, he tweets out something like it was the lock emojis and a picture of him with, I think, DVD, DeMarcus Van Dyke. They identify these kids, and they're not going to be shied away if they like them just because of their ranking. And that leads me to the potential announcement tonight where it feels like it's going to be all Auburn. And we're talking about Nyir Crum from DeMatha in Maryland. He's a three-star safety. And you know what? This just is what it is. I think he'll be one of the lower-rated players in the class. But, again, there are reasons why the ranking probably is what it is, and there are reasons why this staff loves this kid. Number one, DeMatha Catholic is a powerhouse, okay? Nyir has moved around a bit, and he just gets to DeMatha last season and absolutely explodes his first time, his first season there. I think he had somewhere in the neighborhood of 40-plus tackles, 8 pass breakups. And, again, eyes don't even really get on him until late in his junior year when people start saying, oh, wow, this guy may be something. Let's get some more eyes on him. And then, boom, he's got an Auburn offer. He's got a Syracuse offer, Virginia Tech, Penn State, Wisconsin. A very, very respectable offer list. Well, he comes on an official visit, and I believe he's teammates with, is it James Pace? I believe is his teammate. And I don't think by any stretch of the imagination that this is we're just taking Nyir to get James Pace. They believe this kid could be a player. And they believe that he's just barely scratched the surface, very similar to Deshaun Hall, just scratched the surface on what he can be. 6 foot, 200 pounds, rangy guy. You can look at his film. You can see that he's got the closing ability. He's got believe it or not, he's already got kind of a knack for, you know, the game as far as from an IQ, a football IQ standpoint. He doesn't have any evaluations from the ESPN ranking, which I think is affecting him the most as far as his overall industry ranking. He's a pretty high 3-star, almost touching a 4-star on Rivals, very similar on 247. I believe once ESPN gets some eyes on him, who knows how high his ranking could go. But this is just an example. The staff doesn't care, man. Doesn't care if you're a 3-star. Doesn't care if you're unranked. If they like you, they're going to trust their evals. They're going to trust that they're going to trust their eyes. So Nyir Crum committing tonight on 247's live stream. I'm excited to potentially add this kid to the class and just kind of keep this train rolling. And, you know, again, I don't think it's a package deal, but it don't hurt. It doesn't hurt when you get to Friday and you got the big one with James Pace. So, fun stuff. It just keeps happening. I think one of the there's several markers to the beginning of college football season that you say, okay, it's football season. Some people say it's media days. Some people say it's when fall camp starts. And then some people say it's when, like, these magazines start dropping, your Athlons. That's like your preview for the season. I can't believe it's still even around. Or Feel Steel. Feel Steel seems to be another one where it's like, man, when I get that Feel Steel magazine or whether it's the physical magazine or the digital version. That's my beginning to football season. Well, I think it was just released last week, and some of the stuff from the magazine starting to kind of leak. I think his preseason all SEC teams, preseason all SEC awards he's kind of given out, and Auburn had five guys make the preseason all SEC list. They're pretty much who you would expect. Right off the bat, the top one that everybody is going to have on every list is Xavier Atkins, and he's first team all SEC from Phil Steele at linebacker. Not a shocker at all. Another first team all SEC guy, and I think people were like, what? He may not even start at corner, is Rashawn Pleasant, but he's first team return specialist. And that's not shocking whatsoever. Can't wait to watch that guy return some kickoffs. Again, he is electric, a lot of fun. You had Hudson Powell, second team. I believe he's, you know, on your specialists. You had Jeremiah Cobb, fourth team, which I think was a little bit shocking. I think people were like, man, I thought he would be a lot higher. And then you had Joe Simmons on fourth team, which I think is interesting because, again, this is a newcomer, which I guess most everybody nowadays are newcomers. But this is a newcomer to the SEC who's making a pretty decent jump from James Madison, from a lower level of competition. But Phil Steele, you know, he's recognized, and or whoever helps him compile these lists, recognize where his talent is compared to the rest of the SEC. And making the fourth team, I guess that would be what? If you got two tackles on every team, at least one of your top eight tackles in the SEC, I'll take that. I'll take that 10 times out of 10. So is there anybody in there you think should have been on there that was left out? Elijah Melendez would be one I could see an argument for. The thing is, he is a, you know, he's going to be a, it would be all projection, which I guess Joe Simmons is kind of projection, even though he's had a ton of snaps to grade at a lower level. Byron Brown, I know people are going to put that one on there. I still think he's criminally underrated, and we'll see. I think he's going to kind of shock some folks. And then people are going to be like, yeah, I knew it all along. He's like, nah, you penalized him a lot on all these preseason lists, and I'm not going to let them get away with it. So good to see these guys getting the recognition in the preseason. Let me know who you think should have been on there that was left off. We'll love to hear your thoughts there. Guys, thanks for listening. Hopefully, we're adding DeShawn Hall to this class in a very, very short amount of time. If you add DeShawn Hall and you add James Pace this week, you're looking at scratching top five territory. Possibly get there on the 247 composite. You're already at seven. I know that would take you probably all the way up to like seventh on threes rankings. And then like then it's just about the finishing touches and then what happens in front of you. Unbelievable class. Hang on to all of them because, man, you got a class full of very, very talented kids. Guys, let me know what you think. We'll talk again very, very soon. Make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Subscribe to the premium YouTube, and you can get the Village Vice After Hour Show, Afternoon Delight, every single day. And then my man T-Dub's Film Room, he's breaking down these commits left and right. Dude can barely sleep. He's got so much coming in. A lot of stuff. Check us out. Show us some love. We're out of here. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.